in Minnesota are our largest single source of funding. You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Gets a chill, I feel such a thrill, my feet won't keep still when they swing that music. Rhythm like that puts me in a trance. You can't blame me from wanting to dance. From what I understand, it's simply grand to play in a band when they swing that music. I'm so happy as can be when they swing that music for me.
Swing that music, and that's certainly the theme for this hour on the Recorded History of Jazz is Swingin'. That was Louis Armstrong featured on vocals and trumpet with the Louis Russell Orchestra, recorded May 18th, 1936. It's Billie Holiday with Did I Remember? And Artie Shaw is backing her on clarinet. He wouldn't need to do a lot of session work too much into the future. Did I Remember?
You you're just too good to be true. I'm feeling so gay ever since you happened my way, marvelous you. You're just too good to be true.
Too good to be true. Yes, you are. That's the Benny Goodman Trio featuring Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Gene Krupa on drums. Helen Ward did the vocals on that one. We heard Billie Holiday before that with Did I Remember, backed by Artie Shaw on clarinet, Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Joe Bushkin piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Pete Peterson on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm your host, Paul Kevin, and we are swinging through Volume 11 today, featuring the music of 1936. We heard Buster Bailey on clarinet and Chu Berry on tenor saxes, backing musicians for Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra in Volume 10. Now Berry is the leader, borrowing Teddy Wilson, who's ubiquitous in this era, on piano from Benny Goodman's group. The tune, recorded May 14th, 1936, is Warming Up.
cigarettes that fit the lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, a fairground painted sweet. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. Oh, how the ghost of you cleans. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. Heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you cleans. These foolish things remind me of you.
That's the Benny Goodman Orchestra with Helen Ward on vocals. These Foolish Things, recorded June 15th, 1936. We heard Teddy Wilson was the composer on the previous piece and the pianist. It's called Warming Up. Chewberry tenor sax was credited as leader, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Robert Wassel guitar, Israel Crosby on bass, Sid Catlett on drums. That was recorded May 14th, 1936. And we're in the Recorded History of Jazz, Volume 11, which is obviously all about 1936. By August of that year, Benny Goodman had recruited Lionel Hampton on vibes to join his trio, which was renamed the Benny Goodman Quartet. This is an important group in jazz for many reasons, not least of which are several excellent cuts that we're going to hear in the next few volumes. But Goodman, who was Jewish, was increasingly insistent on having African Americans in his orchestra and especially in his small group. And this was something that was not done in public. In early 1936, the trio had performed in public. It was the first time that white and black musicians had performed publicly in the United States in a jazz group. And now we had Teddy Wilson on piano as well as Lionel Hampton on vibes, and his insistence was for the simple and logical reason that they were the best musicians he could get, the ones that best meshed with his musical ideas. While black and white recording musicians had been jamming and recording before this, of course, it wasn't being performed in public. In January 1938, the Benny Goodman Orchestra performed at Carnegie Hall with six black musicians, and this was the first public mixed-race full orchestra performance. And really, that became the standard. It other than, of course, in certain parts of the United States, it limited his ability to tour the segregated South, which, frankly, I'm not so sure that he minded missing that. Especially because he was having, you know, standing room only crowds all over the rest of the country. So while it cost him some sales, it is impressive that Goodman was the first band leader to take this stand, well, at the height of his popularity. Anyway, here's the debut of the Benny Goodman Quartet on August 21st, 1936. This is Moon Glow is the name of the tune. Thank you.
grows on me. And now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5- and 10-cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
That's two by Benny Goodman from August of 1936. That was You Turn the Tables on Me featuring Helen Ward on vocals. Before that, the first recording of the pioneering Benny Goodman Quartet with Lionel Hampton on vibes, added to Benny Goodman on clarinet, Gene Krupa on drums, and Teddy Wilson on piano. Moonglow was the tune. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi. I'm glad you're listening today. We got another half hour to go here of music from 1936, and we'll probably sneak into 1937 a bit here as well. Mississippi's Lester Young rose to fame in Count Basie's orchestra on tenor sax. Young played in a relaxed style reminiscent of his idol Frankie Trumbauer, though on tenor sax instead of the C melody saxophone. And that was quite a contrast with the dominant, more aggressive tenor of the day by Coleman Hawkins. He was given the nickname Prez by Billie Holiday, and he reciprocated by calling her Lady Day, and both nicknames have stuck. This tune is attributed to Jones Smith Incorporated, a pseudonym of sorts for Count Basie due to his record contract. So this is a small group featuring Young, with Basie on piano, Carl Smith on trumpet, Joe Jones on drums, and former Kansas City big band leader Walter Page on bass. The tune is Sun Shoeshine Boy. Thank you.
curly just because my hair's curly. Just because I always wear a smile, like to dress up in the latest style. 'Cause I'm glad I'm living, take my troubles all with a smile. Just because my color's shady, different baby, that's why they call me shine.
Songs recorded in October 1936. That was the Quintet Hot Club of France, featuring Django Reinhardt on guitar, Stefan Grappelli on violin, with Freddie Taylor on vocals and cello as well. Before that, we heard Shoeshine Boy by Jones Smith Incorporated, which was really, I guess, Count Basie small group. Lester Young featured on tenor sax. This is the recorded history of jazz, and we say goodbye to 1936, a year dominated by the King of Swing, Benny Goodman. And we really say goodbye to Helen Ward, who wouldn't reach anywhere near the heights again she did in her 2 years with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. So one last time, here she is with Sing Me a Swing Song and Let Me Dance.
Thank you.
written by and featuring Rex Stewart on cornet. That was Rexacious, with Duke Ellington on piano, Johnny Hodges on sax, Harry Carney on clarinet, Celie Burke guitar, Lawrence Brown trombone, Billy Taylor on the bass, and Sonny Greer on the drums. That was recorded December 16th, 1936. Helen Ward and the Benny Goodman Orchestra before that with Sing Me a Swing Song and Let Me Dance. And that concludes our tour of 1936, though we've still got about 20 minutes left here on the show. So we're going to keep going in the recorded history of jazz into 1937, beg pardon, and we'll begin with an introduction to the great Ella Fitzgerald, then only 19 years old, backed by the Mills Brothers. Here is Big Boy Blue.
Big Boy Blue, come blow your horn. Big Boy Blue, it's almost dawn, and the band will soon be gone. Come on, Blue, blow your horn. Big Boy Blue, it's getting late. Big Boy Blue, my feet can't wait. So before you abdicate, come on, Blue, blow your horn. When you blow hot, so hot, how am I gonna keep my seat? Even with my two left feet, I must give in, I mean give out. Big Boy Blue, you know it's so. Big Boy Blue, before you go, send me fast and send me slow. Come on, Blue, blow your horn.
So when you blow high, so high, how am I gonna keep my seat? Even with my two left feet, I must give in, I mean give out.
Oh, Big Boy Blue, you know so. Big Boy Blue, before you go, swing me high and swing me low. Come on, Blue, blow your horn.
Big Boy Blue, come blow your horn. Come on, Blue, blow your horn.
Thank you.
That's two from the Roy Eldridge Orchestra that really signaled the arrival of a fresh new voice on trumpet, Roy Eldridge. Joe Eldridge and Scoops Carey on alto sax, Dave Young tenor sax, Teddy Cole piano, John Collins on guitar, Chuck Parham bass, and Louis Armstrong's lifelong friend Zudie Singleton was on drums for that one. Actually, that too, and we heard Heckler's Hop, and before that we heard Wabash Stomp. And we started off that set with our first tune from 1937, our first introduction to Ella Fitzgerald, Big Boy Blue, backed by the vocal group The Mills Brothers. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm glad you're with me today. Let's do one more by Roy Eldridge from January of 1937, but here he's joined by Jamaican singer Gladys Palmer on I Must Have That Man.
That is just a muddy river, but it seemed like heaven on high, where the moon is shining bright. Let me dream away the night, where the lazy river goes by. Go away, let us be just the river, you and me. Everything is still all along the Mississippi. As I, for I never want to roam. Let me live and make my home where the lazy river goes by. Just the river, you and me. Everything is still all along the Mississippi. Ain't no one as happy as I. For I never want to roam. Let me live and make my home. Lazy river goes by. Lazy river goes by. Lazy river goes by.
Ain't much caring just where I will end. I must have that man. I'm like an oven that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat. But I must have that man. His heart as Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm ruled off his lips. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half human if he's to be had. I must have that man.
That's Billie Holiday with I Must Have That Man, backed by Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, which included Benny Goodman on clarinet, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Lester Young with a lovely tenor sax solo, which is no surprise. I think he did his best work sometimes with Billie Holiday, and vice versa. I wish they'd played even more together than they did. Walter Page was on bass. Joe Jones was making his debut on this program, at least on drums. Before that, we heard the Roy Eldridge Orchestra featuring Gladys Palmer with When the Lazy River Goes By. Thanks for joining me here on the Recorded History of Jazz, Volume 11. We have time for one more from early in 1937. Here's the Quintet Hot Club of France with You're Driving Me Crazy. The Quintet Hot Club of France featuring Django Reinhardt on guitar, Stefan Grappelli on violin, You're Driving Me Crazy, recorded April 21st, 1937. That's all we got time for here on Volume 11 of the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm your host, Paul Kevy. I do hope you join me for Volume 12, which is chock full of goodness. We're going to get into what I think of as the peak of the swinging years in 1937 there, so I'm looking forward to it. Hope you can join me then. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE, Bagley, Bemidji, and at KAXE.org online.